giving is an act of worship. When we think of the word worship, we typically think of singing, especially singing the slower songs, and maybe raising our hands and closing our eyes. But worship is much more than that. To worship means that we put the object of our worship above us. It's an act of obedience to God that says, "You're way above me." Worship happens when we choose to forgive when we'd rather stay angry, when we choose to love when we'd rather hate, and when we choose to give when we'd rather spend that money on other things. We obey Him and follow what He says because He is first in our life. He is the authority and the final word. That's what it means to worship Him. This is why giving is such an important part of our worship. It is an act of obedience. It is letting God know that He genuinely has first place in our life. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 15, "If you love me, show it by doing what I've told you." How much clearer can Jesus make it? If you say you love me, then do what I have asked. Throughout Scripture, God teaches on the subject of tithing, giving, and extravagant generosity. The first established church in the book of Acts was known more for its generosity than for its theology. This is what it means to be a Christ follower, doing what He asks. Often we want to justify our lack of obedience in the area of giving by pointing out the other areas in which we have exercised obedience, as if obedience is some sort of multiple choice. This is selective obedience, picking and choosing the areas in which we will and will not follow Christ. If He is not Lord of all, then He is not Lord at all. You can't pick and choose. Think about that in the context of a marriage. You can't say, "I will love you, but I'm not going to honor you," or "I will honor you, but I'm not going to be faithful to you." You can't pick and choose in a marriage to follow only a portion of the vow you committed to. It doesn't work in a marriage, and it doesn't work in a relationship with Christ. The Bible says that Satan disguises himself as an angel of light, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14. This means that the enemy will disguise his voice. He will make you feel like what he is saying is good and right, when the truth is, he is only pulling you away from what God wants from you and for you. We might say different things to ourselves. "God understands why I don't give. God sees my heart. I give through my time. My volunteering is my tithe. I may not tithe, but I give to those I see in need. I've seen churches misuse money, so I'm not going to give to my church." All of these thoughts seem logical, not like a heart of disobedience, and that's exactly what the angel of light wants you to believe. But the truth is that none of these are a reason to not tithe to the church you attend. None of them excuse you from the responsibility Jesus has placed on you to honor Him with our personal finances. Again, Jesus said, "If you love me, show it by doing what I've told you," John chapter 14, verse 15. This request of Jesus is about worship. If you love me, then give as I have.